Welcome to Wednesday night service. Such a beautiful night, and I'm really happy to be with you all. We're going to start with a meditation. So go ahead and get comfortable. Make those little adjustments that you need to make to be able to really get still. When you're ready, just go ahead and close your eyes. Close your eyes and center into your body by taking a nice deep breath. Just letting yourself center in, letting yourself get really grounded and present. You notice any activity, any buzzing in the head or body, just bring breath into it, into that space. Breathing deeply. Going to take a little journey together and connect into the divine current of love within. So as you breathe deeply, go into your heart space. Breathe into the space and feel it expanding. Feel it opening. Feel the pulsation of the energy from this place. So beautiful to be here in the center, the heart. We're going to dive in deeper into the heart space. Just imagine that inside the heart, there is a current, a river flowing through. Just find yourself approaching that current, beginning to wade in, starting with your feet, just letting your feet softly enter the water, enter that current. This is the current of divine love. Notice that it's the perfect temperature. And just wade in deeper until it's up to your hips. Just let yourself fully submerge into this beautiful current. Yeah. Feeling that water rush over your head. Dunk your head in. Notice how refreshing and rejuvenating and peaceful it is to be here. Letting that current of love wash over your entire body as you're baptized in this divine flow, in this divine love. And you just know, the love that is present. You know the love that the Creator has for you. Let that love wash over you. Let it activate your body. As you begin to swim through the water, through this current. And as the current washes through, as it moves through and past you, just takes away any debris, any resistance, anything that doesn't belong here in this now. It just washes it away. How good it feels to have that wash away so that we can open up even more, even deeper, to receive this current of love. You can float on the water and let it move you, let it take you where it needs to be. You can turn around and swim through the current. How beautiful it is to be here. And this water, this current here, this current of divine love, it's so pure you can drink it in. So just allow yourself to drink it in. Let it move through your body. As the water begins to move into your body, see it move through the legs, the whole body with this divine current. Moving through the arms, into each palm, into each finger and thumb. Letting this current of love, of the Creator's love, move through your spine, nourishing your bones that carry your body. Feel how refreshing it is to be in this current, to be alive here. So good. When it feels right to you, we're just going to come back into the heart center of the body, still feeling that current moving through the heart space and enlivening the whole body. Hold on to that as you open your eyes, meeting the many faces in front of us on the Zoom call. Just radiating through your eyes, put your palms up. Let that current of love flow. Can you feel it? Yeah, it's definitely present with us. It's getting stronger and stronger as we amplify it together. One more deep breath together. And bring your hands to center. Thank you all for going on this journey with me and invoking the divine current of love. I'm going to pass it over to Oren.
Beautiful. Thank you, Lana. I can feel the beautiful current and the warmth in the body as we attune to and allow the current of divine love to flow all the way through the body. Thank you so much. So this evening, we're going to, in a sense, continue with where we left off on Sunday with bringing in the power of invocation and evocation. We're going to explore a little bit about what that means, what the power of evocation is, where it comes from, and we're going to explore our own ways of evocation of many qualities of attunement that we share with each other in our partners and with the whole group. So what does it mean to evoke? I'd like to start off with the imagery of cymatics a little bit. So the tone that emerges from our hearts and our souls that we are overflowing with is really a beautiful power of spiritual governance. All of the substance of creation organizes itself around a tone. So I don't know if you can see this image in cymatics of sand on a sound table. When the sand is initially on the table, it just seems so random. But when a certain tone is applied, suddenly all of that sand organizes itself. Similarly, this image is of water with a silica medium and a light shining through the water and then a tone applied. And you can see from the top left to the bottom right, there are 10 different frequencies that are being applied to this solution. And we can see that the higher the frequency, the more complex and more intricate this cymatic design becomes in the water. So the question becomes, what tone are we applying to the waters? And how do we invoke it? And how do we evoke it in our field and in our relationships and in our atmosphere that we bring? So there are, for me personally, a number of practices of evocation that I've followed throughout my life. One is when I was 12 years old, studying for my bar mitzvah, I learned many of the ancient Hebrew prayers in a tone that was of the Yemenite tradition. And these sounds and these cantillations, they call it, their way of praying, can be traced back to the building of the Second Temple. So just for a little bit of experience and for fun, I just want to sing just one small part of a prayer in the Yemenite cantillation style. Boruch ato Adonai Eloheinu Malach Holom. Blessed art thou, O Lord, creator of all. Boruch ato Adonai. You can feel that the essence of the creator and of blessedness just pouring out through these subtle tones and ancient melodies. Another practice of evocation over the years was through divine light attunement. And there's a part of a prayer that I like to say every day that is invoking the presence of the divine and our ability to offer gratitude. And that the prayer is saying, may this gratitude overflow that we may stand amongst the divine family of the Creator together, that our gratitude may become so strong that we can stand in the presence of our divine identity and our divine beings together. And this is how this one goes. Mi huyamo to simahi kadi o mikami kancha ho ono makoto sasage sase tamae suno miyaku ni tatsu hito tadashime tamae. Just breathe that in for a moment. So to me, you know, with the music and with the prayer and the chant, sanctification through chant, so much of the power of evocation comes through the ability of using our voice to sound, to make a sound that is connecting with the power of all of our centers within and without, and moving this divine essence through our capacities out into our field. And what happens when we do this is we are rapidly evolving our DNA. We're making changes, physical changes, cellular changes, neurological changes in our body. And we are purifying the field in a way that brings love and blessing and expanded to all of the elements and all of the beings in our field. So hope this was at least slightly entertaining for hearing some of these means of evocation. Thank you. And I welcome, is it Melissa or Bruce? We're going to guide us in the practice of evoking gratitude.
In introduction to invoking gratitude, I will say that I had a different idea in mind for presentation tonight, and the invitation in response was different, but very perfect. And I'm grateful to have that opportunity to share on this topic because it's quite potent and salient in my process right now. With all of the chaos of life of late and the world, corona, fires, individual life pressures that I was experiencing a few months ago, I sort of reached a depression in the rabbit hole, confronting all of this chaos. And you might say I went into full self-submergence. Despite all that I learned here, I was getting carried away in this whirlwind of emotion and dwelling on things in the past. Why did we get here? And thinking about, you know, why aren't we further along? Why am I not further along? Looking into the future and just completely missing the present moment, which, because I have resources here for which I am very grateful. Many of them are on this screen right now. I am very fortunate and grateful to have some wonderful spiritual guides and teachers. And I was suffering a lot. I was resisting, which was taking me out of gratitude. I was resisting my present circumstances because they just seemed unfathomable to me. They made no sense. The world is falling apart. And I wasn't embracing the moment. And that felt horrible. I was suffering. And I guess my higher self stepped in and said, I don't want to be like this. I learned too much. I came too far. I went through all of this process here and I emerged. And I'm not going to submerge again. So, yay. So very, very fortunately, and just opening up my gratitude channel immensely were my angels here that I reached out to for help. And they reminded me of so many, you know, fundamental principles that we learned here. Number one, you know, being in the moment and appreciating what is here and now and breathing, you know, that was a very important point to remember, and meditating and finding that vertical connection again, that connection to something that's so much bigger than all of this noise and weather, you know, that was like thundering and lightning around me. When that connection is established again, all of that just becomes passing weather once again. And that's the key to opening up this gratitude, you know, for what is, and recognizing all these resources that I have right here at my fingertips. You know, I'm so fortunate that I'm in this place to go through all of this, because here we are in this wonderful, healing, loving environment with so many resources right at our fingertips. So I guess a foundation was built for me these last few months in really embracing that gratitude and being in the moment. And it opened up, you know, my ability to be happy with Bruce sitting right next to me. I was making him miserable for a while, for instance. And, you know, we were just able to be in the moment and enjoy our connection, you know, and not have to think, you know, well, what's going to be, what's going to happen. And then the pinnacle of all of this is we were faced with this evacuation, you know, which we all know was very stressful. And had I not done some of that centering work preparing for that moment, you know, it could have been really devastating and just thrown me off balance. And instead, because I had built this foundation, I was able to open up to a whole different experience. And the evacuation sort of turned into an exploration of the Wild West of our country. And I was just seeing the most magnificent, beautiful parts that I had ever seen of America that I had never really experienced being in a city, you know, for 18 years. And I felt such a strong connection that I don't think I would have felt had I not gone through, you know, this preparatory experience that will affect me. You know, I'll take it with me for the rest of my life. And it so informs my mission, which is to advocate for health and prosperity on this planet. And now I have seen the magnificence that's out there, and I know what I'm fighting for even more, you know, so it just opened up my sense of mission and my vertical connection that I know that I'm going to fulfill this purpose and that I have a peace and a centering through all of it, you know, that's strengthened so much. So that evacuation was just weather, you know, even though it seemed so intense at the time. I think all of us, we were able to use all that we've learned to stay centered, you know, and maintain our connection. And we came through it. And I think now we'll be even stronger. And, you know, I know better than ever because of it. And I feel that same experience. And I'm very grateful. Thank you.
Thank you, Melissa. I'm going to pass this over to Keahi.
Thank you, Melissa, for speaking so courageously and strongly of why we are here in this moment together on this Zoom call. Our mission, the mission of this call, purpose of this ministry. Sometimes I feel that everyone should get some space from the ranch to kind of get perspective of what we're really here to do. You know, so touching, Melissa, thank you. The moment you spoke of so gracefully, and Oren too, evoking. On Sunday, I did a chant evoking the sacred. I'm thankful to have had the invitation to speak on this. Because we're a little bit behind on time on Sunday, I kept mine kind of short. So I had to talk about it a bit more. Evoking the sacred, being in the moment. I hark back to Lana's opening. In the moment, we can think, we can feel so much. And we have the choice to think and feel so much. And there's so much to be thought and felt. But when I invoke the sacred, I think of the flowing water, as Lana spoke of, the upper connection. I think of the chants, the tone and the pace that Oren was chanting. Any chant, it all comes down to the heartbeat of creation. And that's actually the topic of our creative field this month. If you're not part of that, check it out, the creativefield.org. And if we can tap into that in each moment, each breath, and remember why we are here in this moment, so much is given, so much is available. Our world goes, as we all know, at such an amazing pace, even with our restrictions that we have, even more so, I feel. because now we can't do what our world usually does, the hustle and bustle, going here, going there. And so, you know, our natural pattern, our natural way of being is longing for some kind of hustle and bustle. So now we're standing still trying to do this. Wow. You know, it's not our fault. It's just how we are. It's just how we've been. It's how we've been taught. You know, it's just, there's so much happening. And it's different for everyone, you know. It's different for everyone, that addiction to speed, addiction to movement, that distracts us from the moment that Piper is speaking to me. I know. Ilalo. Maikai. And so just being present, just right there, just like that. How about that? I spoke to her in Hawaiian. Another thing I was thinking of is how we invoke the sacred. We have to refer to something in nature. We have to refer to something in our world. The flowing river, the loving puppy, whatever that is for you, however you tap into the sacred. Isn't that interesting? We have to refer to the very world we run away from or we distract ourselves from. What is that? Why do we do that? I don't know. There's so much available to us. If we open to that, maybe we feel that there's too much available. Then we'll bust through these shells of who we are, this selfhood that we've created for ourselves. Maybe that we fear the tall poppy syndrome. But what if we all grew and strove to be that tall poppy, to bust through these patterns of life, and be still and grow together so there's not one tall poppy. We're all tall poppies. Bringing anew in the creative field process, there's a question of what do you think is vibing right now in the world? And I'm not quoting it very clearly, but something like that. And I said, the desire for oneness, the desire for oneness. That means no boundaries, no country borders, no different differences in that, oh, whatever that country is going through is their responsibility, doesn't affect me. No, it does. We know now it does. This world can go through a pandemic together, and we are. And so there's a longing for it, and there's a fear of it. And I believe that is the sacred that we're feeling into, that oneness that is so true. It's like the universe, God, source, whatever. To me, I see this as an opportunity to actually live into what we're supposed to really be living into right here and now. And boy, is it scary for me too. But wow, the possibility, the adventure, the joy to live as a global family, to learn from each other, to honor each other's sacred expression of the divine. Wow. I want more of that. Thank you for hearing me. Thank you for being with me on this journey.
Wow. Thank you, Ahi. That was beautiful. And Melissa and Oren. Wow. We're going to go into a time of listening pairs. So the first round we're going to do, we're going to take 10 minutes. So be mindful of time, 5 minutes each. You can see the time on the upper right if you ever need to time check. So 5 minutes each. The questions are, what energy would you like to call into your life right now? And why? And do you notice any resistance to letting this energy in? Jim put those questions in the chat, and he's going to break us into small groups and pairs. Welcome back. I don't know about you, but I had a really wonderful time with my partner. We're going to do a second round, and this one's going to be a little different. So listen very closely to these instructions. Okay. I'm going to talk about the partner first. So person B, you're just going to listen. You're going to listen and close your eyes and just be present with the other person. And if they finish before their time is over, I want you to hold the space. I don't want you to fill it with chatter. I just want you to be in the presence with them, in the spirit that they just invoked. So person A, which is actually the person with the longest hair, so it'll just be real quick, you'll just know, that you're going to center yourself and evoke that essence that you're calling in words and chant and song and dance, however you evoke it. And keep in mind that this is not going to be from a place of the mind. This is going to be a place of you in that spirit. So if you need to take a moment and breathe and center and just be in that spirit, that's where it's going to come from. So we're going to do 6 minutes. So you have 3 minutes. So please be mindful of the time while you're invoking the spirit. 3 minutes to do your invocation and then just both sit in it, then switch. Then the person with the shorter hair and does the invocation, their invocation. And again, if there's time, just sit. You can hold your hands in prayer, but just be in it. Sound good? Great. Jim, when you're ready, you can take us away. So 3 minutes each. Welcome back. I hope that was a beautiful experience for you.
It was.
Good. We're going to move into a time of whole group sharing. So I want you to think of a statement of a powerful prayer or affirmation, a statement of invocation, and go ahead and type it into the chat. Warren and I are going to take turns reading from the chat. So again, this is a statement of prayer, a statement of invocation. I am that I am.
Dear one, all is well.
God bless America, land that I love.
The greatest healer is here.
Behold, I create all things new in the moment.
Love will always win. Here I am in the midst. I am yours.
Love and blessings to the beautiful angels I am blessed to be with tonight and forever.
Abundant health and wellness for all.
I am new. I am love. And all is alive.
Every breath takes me deeper into the reality of love.
Let us be together in kindness and purity of heart.
Everything will be okay.
The best is yet to come.
All-powerful Creator, strengthen me, use me, expand the fullness of my loving capacity.
We are limitless.
Yes, I did.
I welcome the fullness of my passion and yours.
Love surrounds courage and backbone, moment by moment.
All is in this moment. Love is all.
I am a free, sovereign being, and I choose love. Behold, I make all things wondrously and gloriously new.
Cherish now.
All is made new in the radiance of love.
Healing of all the nations.
I am eternity. Rest in me.
Beautiful. Thank you, everyone. Let's go ahead and take ourselves off mute and just celebrate. Celebrate with words of love.
Yay. Yay. Thank you.
Love you guys. Thank you.
Yes. Blessings to everyone.
Yes, blessings. Love you.
Mahalo.
Thanks, everyone.
Glorious friends. Yes, good night.